It's always difficult to take the long view when you're in the moment. But even now, before we've reached the end of 2008, you can safely say this year has been a watershed in politics and the economy. NPR's Juan Williams joins us this morning to take stock of a year when none of the pundits or prognosticators got it right. Good morning, Juan.
Good morning, Renee.
And Juan, I hate to tell you, but you are among the
I
pundits.
I know. That's what, I just started out laughing because, you know what? Guilty as charged.
Okay, so historic election has become a cliche, but this really was in a lot of ways with a lot of surprises.
Oh my gosh, it was the year of the long shot, Renee. I think beginning with Barack Obama's election, but don't forget, the odds were just as strongly against John McCain, even capturing the Republican nomination. And then, of course, the surprise in Iowa was Barack Obama's victory. But Mike Huckabee stunned the Republicans also by winning in Iowa. And don't forget that you have Hillary Clinton being then written off after her loss in Iowa, coming back to stun Obama in New Hampshire. And of course, John McCain emerging in New Hampshire, people shouting, "Mac is back," after he emerged in New Hampshire, and then goes on to win the nomination by Super Tuesday, which is another surprise because it was thought the Democrats were more settled on Hillary Clinton, but they go on, the Democrats do, to fight all the way to the North Carolina primary in May.
And I know you haven't forgotten about the jaw-dropping political scandals of this past year.
My goodness, Renee. I mean, you
although Elliot Spitzer, one of the first, I'd almost forgotten about him, given everything that's happened since.
Well, it's been that kind of year. But remember, Spitzer, absolutely the governor of New York, elected in just in 06, you know, the man who was the sheriff of Wall Street, was found having dalliances with prostitutes. He's forced out of office in disgrace. And let me just say, before we finish up on the scandal question, you know what? Think about it. Ted Stevens, you know, longest serving U.S. senator, forced from office in scandal and loses his reelection bid. John Edwards, remember John Edwards' campaign? He has a scandal with a mistress. And don't forget, of course, the one that's even ongoing as we speak, which is the Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich and the charge, the criminal complaint that he was trying to sell the Senate seat once held by President-elect Obama. But on to the financial scandal, which I think the financial scandal may rival any surprise that we saw in politics this year, because who can believe that so much money would be put into trying to bail out distress firms with names that are simply icons, Bear Stearns, Fannie Mae, and Freddie Mac, and the government then stepping up to $700 billion, Renee?
And this from the Bush administration, after so many years of trumpeting the virtues of the free market, doing what some called nationalizing the banks.
Exactly right, Renee. And then it extends to the Bush administration, reluctantly but eventually, giving money to bail out the big automakers. They would never, in terms of their rhetoric, historically have said, oh yes, it's the proper role for the federal government to get involved with supporting ailing companies.
And while we're on the subject of astronomical sums, let's end this with one name, Bernard Madoff.
It's just a jaw-dropping scheme, but it's another scandal that reminds us that in 08, Renee, billions became the new millions.
Juan, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams. And Juan, let's hope for a better punditry record in 2009.
Let's hope the surprises don't stop, Renee.